start at the beginning and tell me why you started blogging and how long ago. And then we'll get into the problems.
Okay, let's see. So it's been about 6 or 7 years I started. But I wasn't serious about it. The reason I started is funny is my husband was helping me with all of my projects at home. And he said, I'm not going to help you with another project until you start a blog. And I was like, down the hole. So he actually set it up, and he originally set it up on Weebly.
Yeah.
And he's here. I set it up. You try it out. And so I just finally, I don't know, a month or two later, I decided to try it out. And after a couple of months, it just started to gain a little bit of traction. I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is interesting. We ended up transferring it over to a WordPress site about 6 months into having my blog. And then I was on AdSense just making, I don't know, $30, or some months I was making $6. I remember telling a friend that I would be thrilled if I could eventually make enough to pay a car payment or something like that, or pay for the groceries. And that just it snowballed. And every year I tried to push myself and up my goals to have this be, to end up being a full-time income, and then pushing beyond that and having it be more passive income, stuff like that. And it's been really great. During COVID, the last couple of years, my site did very well. And then just in the last, I don't know, like 6 months, I've seen a big Pinterest decline. And that, yeah. I think, and my SEO had been steadily going up, but my Pinterest has been doing this. And I had somebody hired out to do my Pinterest for a couple of years, and it was going really well. And then it just kept declining. And I decided to take a break and see if I could save some money, first of all, and because I wasn't bringing the return on it. And then it's just been a struggle with Pinterest. And that's, I think, been my biggest thorn in my side, is that. And I'm just trying to get my SEO better. And so there's a couple things I've written down that I wanted to look at and see what your thoughts were on that.
So were you working full time when you?
Yeah, I was working full time with 4 kids, and I was able to take them to work with me because it was a family business. But I was working as much as I could. And I also was baking bread for a local restaurant. I was making their bread. I was their pastry chef. So I could bake the bread and the cake. And I remember making $200 a month, and that was my spending money.
That'd be about 10 years ago.
Right? But because I had my daughter, who is my youngest, she was just about a year old. I just had a bunch of little kids and trying to find time to work. And when I started doing this, there was nights I'd work until 2 or 3 in the morning. That was my typing time. That's when I got to work.
Very relatable. And were you always doing home projects, or has this evolved?
Yeah, we were always doing home projects, and I regret not starting it sooner because we had a lot of projects that we could have included, but I wasn't willing to do it, and I didn't think about it at the time. But yeah, so it was mainly home projects when I started it, and it's evolved into all things home, garden, DIY, recipes. Sourdough has done really well for me.
Okay, so what were the questions that you had for me?
So a couple of questions I had, just as far as like my website, maybe improving my SEO and stuff like that, or just my site health. I use that Ahrefs as well, and I don't know how accurate that is. I used to do those link parties, and I have a lot of those kind of posts that I'm trying to decide if I should delete them, redirect them, what I should do. I just don't know the right thing to do for them. For a long time, it would just say Merry Monday link party. And that was the URL and all that. And so those ones I haven't really done much with, but some of them that I had, I decided, I need to start making this an actual blog post, like 5 ways to do blah, blah, blah to improve my garden. And so then I've gone back and I've tried to update those and actually do a post on there that's substantial, just to see if I can, since it's been there a while. But a lot of them I feel are just dragging my site down. I just don't know if it's worth it. A lot of bloggers say, yeah, I've deleted all these, or I redirected them, but I just am not sure the right thing to do is there.
Yeah, you do need to do something with them because they probably are dragging your site.
Yeah. And then I noticed on my back end, it said that I had some slow landing pages, like certain popular pages were being slow, and how to like address that. And then Pinterest, I started a Pinterest course about January. Of course, it was with Livy Road Studio. I think I saw the link on one of your emails. You just said, this lady has some great. And so I actually took her course, and I decided to her plan and try it and see if it helps.
How long have you been doing that?
About a month.
Okay. So not long enough to really see a difference.
Yeah. Everything's just, I don't know, Pinterest is just the city. There was a huge decline, which I just can't figure out, December 25th. And I usually will have a drop in traffic on December 25th. But to have that huge of a drop and have it stay down like that, it almost made me feel like there was something else going on. Like I couldn't figure out why it had dropped so bad and like it hadn't rebounded, because it always rebounded. And so that's why I thought something going on, as far as I had a blogging friend that she couldn't figure out why her traffic had dropped, and that she ended up having to go through Orange Geek, her hosting company, and they had been able to log into her blog and was like stealing her, somehow mirroring her traffic or taking it. Anyways, it was just by chance that they figured that out. So I just am like suspicious. I'm like, is it something like that? Or is it really just the stats that everything has just dropped off on Pinterest and I just have to start from square one again? So
it's so hard to know. Have a look. Let's look at a whole month, a year. If it'll let us. No. Okay. February 22 to 23. Will you let us do that? Okay. This is just Pinterest. This is where, I think this is where they changed what they like. So up until this point in your blog, they'd done it about a year before, I think in 2021, but they changed, instead of recycling pins, you all of a sudden couldn't do any recycling. It had to be fresh pins. Around this time, looks like that's when. So when did you stop recycling pins?
I'm not sure, because I was having hires. Yeah. And it was about September of last year that I decided to take a break from having them do it. Because I was sending them new pins and stuff like that for them to post, but I don't know. They really don't. And things were really great for a long time.
So you stopped at about this point. So it had already gone down.
Yeah. And we were just trying to figure out why and trying to get it to go back.
Yes. And then it started to do okay. And this is, what did you do before Christmas last year?
I have a couple Christmas pins that just do really well. And so that was just, I think, the natural course. But honestly, see, I didn't know all that time I was repinning stuff, because I was just repinning and scheduling it out to boards, just like I had been before. I was also creating new pins and scheduling them out through Pinterest, like through their scheduler. And then I would go through but this lady that I took this course from, I create 5 pins for each blog post, and then you go in and you upload them onto Tailwind, and then there's a bunch of different steps, but then you can go through and you can edit each pin just a little bit, and it will create a new pin. So every time you pin that, it creates a new pin. You can see it in the source code that it's a new pin. So I've been trying that and seeing, okay, if it's showing that all of them are new pins, then, you know.
So when I looked at your stats, this traffic dive from, say, April last year, is this the thing you're most concerned about?
Yeah, but it was about December 25th of 2022 is when it dropped even more. Like, it went to page views that I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years.
Because this is for the year, if we compare this to the previous period. And so you can tell that this first quarter here, that's like a normal, it always does better in the spring.
And
right?
It's not.
And then Christmas, it always does better. So this is 2021.
Yes. Yeah.
Were we still in COVID? So things might be different. We were coming out of COVID in 2021.
Yeah.
And then this is 2022, and things have been significantly lower, like almost half the whole way. But what's interesting is it doesn't look like there's a technical problem. Otherwise, your lines would look different. These lines go up at the right time. They go down at the right time. Go up at the right time, except for right this month.
Right there, in December 25th.
This is the 25th, and both of them come down. So that doesn't actually look like a technical problem to me. It looks like regular dip. This is where things separate. So in 2021, things started to do better, right? After the Christmas, it probably stays the same and then goes up. For the spring. This year going down. But it's only been a month and you switched things. So I wouldn't base too much on the last month or 2 months. What about all traffic? So this one went down. This was 2021. And then this was 2023. 3. That's a year's worth of traffic, right? So it went down almost by half.
Yeah.
This one only went down a little bit.
Yeah.
And this one went up quite a bit, by 700%. Did you do something different on Instagram?
Not really. No, I actually have not been really active on Instagram. I have my link tree. Sometimes I share links in my stories and stuff like that. But
okay, because the Instagram stories also went up by 250% in the year. Yeah. So I would think focusing on Instagram is a really good idea.
Yeah, I've been trying to.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Reddit, Blogger, those are only 19 visits in a whole year. So it's statistically relevant. But the other ones, what's interesting is looking at all of it, including organic. So the orange is 2021. And this one is 2022. And your organic search has gone down a little. Social, like, was probably because of Pinterest.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest concern for you, because that is worth 650,000 visits that year. Mm-hmm. Organic search is not quite as important. That's 400,000 visits. And what was this one? 600,000 visits was social. So now you're looking at them almost being competitive, 658 and 358 and 359. Which is what we like to see, actually. I like to see the search and the social be quite neck and neck, unless one's doing poorly. But usually if you're doing both really well, they should be quite competitive. You should have one, like social, soaring ahead, because what happens is if they change their platform, you're screwed and it's not your property. Where at least if it's search, you have control over that, some control over it. And your direct is probably emails and what?
It is. Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
And that's about the same. So that's great. Your bounce rate, you're still targeting the right people. They're not jumping away or something. Like, you haven't lost a bunch of people. You're not getting the wrong people. Unfortunately, I don't see a technical problem or your stamp would look different.
Yeah.
It's just what you've noticed. So then we would have to go into Pinterest and have a real deep dive on what happened.
Yeah.
And then I would need Octavia to come and have a look because she's my Pinterest girl. Do you have questions that I could help you like this week or this month? The other thing I looked at was I did a report on our site and your on-page SEO was fantastic. So your core web vitals could be a little bit better, like it's low on some places, and usability means like the tapping spots isn't big enough. Your fonts aren't big enough.
Okay. So do we need
that kind of thing? Usability or the contrast, like you use a light gray on a white. They don't like
that. I've been getting that I've noticed just with the theme change that we did that the links are mostly like an orange color, and I've gotten an error saying that might not be visible. So I've been meaning to go in and change it to a different color. So see if that helps.
These are all great. See, your H tag, you're using them properly.
Right, and I need to go in and old blog posts and get my H2s and some meta descriptions and stuff. But I'm like, where does that lie in priority?
When it comes to this nitpicky stuff, I would say not much. If you haven't had a choice to spend time on Pinterest, which seems to be a huge traffic driver, or fixing meta tags, I would 100% go for Pinterest.
Yeah.
Like I would
I'm like, well, I'll get to that when I can get to that.
Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't worry about it at all. So you have a ton of keywords. Like this is an amazing amount of keywords that are waiting to be bumped up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or bumped down if you get competition, which now that AI is coming out, you're going to get a lot more competition. So what you do has to be really done well.
Yeah.
These are the people linking to you again, Pinterest. Blog loving, some usability stuff. I would do something on this because usability, some people are putting way too much emphasis on core web vitals, but you could put a little bit more in your case, just because you should pass.
What are things that I would need to do for that?
I'd have to do a deeper dive in here. I don't say it's the most important, but 6 seconds is too long. This looks like you're not using the WP Rocket that we installed. If we were, this wouldn't be a problem. It should take care of this automatically. I'll just write it down. So 2.1 seconds is early. But that's not good. Legible font sizes. That's just turning that up a little bit, which you already know how to do.
Should I do that? What is a good font size that I should move it up to?
Google says it has to be 18 pixels now, which seems quite big, actually.
It does.
No. Social is good. You don't have a Facebook pixel, but you don't really need it unless you're going to be doing Facebook ads. Okay, so the next thing that I would do for sure is go through and have a content list in a spreadsheet. Do you have a spreadsheet of all of your posts?
No, I don't.
And then go through and delete the ones that have those link things.
The link parties?
Yeah. Anything that's really bad content.
Do I just hard delete those or do I have to redirect?
Here's a thing to think about. If Google has, say your size is in this category, so they give you X seconds of crawling time, what do you want those crawlers to see if they have a limited number of time? So go through and get rid of everything that you don't want them to see. Do it a few at a time. Don't do it all in one day. And if you can, if they're like all soup links, well, then forward it to your soup category.
Okay.
If you can forward it, do that. But if you can't, then just delete them because I doubt very many people are linking to it. Do you have links from Pinterest going to these things?
I don't think so. Not really.
Because if Pinterest links to them, it will take your Pinterest account as well. Because that is seen as a very low quality page. Okay. And Pinterest is now curing.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I would do is go through your pins. Okay. So this is a group one. That's fine. But I would say that's ridiculous. You are going to get penalized for 3,800 pins. There's no way you have 3,800 posts on your site.
Yeah, probably not.
So now it's totally different than how we used to do it. And then when we did a post, we would put up a pin and pin it to all the relevant boards. But now it's looking at your whole profile, not at the board. So now if you do that, that one day you'll have six pins all the same on different boards. But to Pinterest, it looks like you have six pins all at once, very spammy, because it's not looking per board, right? It's looking at what you upload. So we actually don't, we upload only unique pins. We do 10 per post and spread them out every 3 days, even if they're to different boards. So we don't pin back to the same link ever with the same pin. And we don't ever pin more than twice a week to the same link. And then, of course, every pin is different. We can use the same picture and make 10 different pins because we have templates on Canva. And then we just enlarge one section of the artwork or move it around a little bit. But it totally changes how these are done. And unless these are driving traffic, I would get rid of them.
Yeah. So Pinterest manager that I had before, she would go through and they would say, yeah, let's archive these ones. And so I have quite a few that are archived, but then we had kept the ones on that were still doing something, but I just don't know what's still doing something.
And the other thing is when you look at your pin profile, I actually started mine over because it was so bad because I had pins that you guys would like. Not pins relevant to my topic.
Yeah.
So you pick Christmas stuff. Pinterest is not about Christmas. But that was the theory then. So I started over because it would take too much time to delete everything. So when you go through here, look at your profile as this is 12 on main. So if you're not about any of these things, you've got to remove them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. I've gone through it quite a bit and I am about all those things. And I've tried to add like different boards that to make it so there's more places to pin. So I have a breakfast board, but I also have a pancake recipes board because I have a lot of pancake recipes.
What's your ratio of pins to your site versus other sites?
No, I don't pin very much to other sites right now because I have read that they didn't care anymore. And then also I've noticed on my stats that like my highest pins are other people's pins.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic? So now we don't pin anybody else, but we want them to pin ours.
I know. And I'm like, I still do pin other people's stuff, it's just more manual. I'll just jump in and pin a couple things.
If you think, oh, my readers would love this, or this totally belongs on this board. But yeah, I'm with you. So Dennis, like, why are there 5,000 pins? There's got to be duplicates on this. The duplicates have to be erased.
So do I have to go through and try to find the duplicates?
I know. I don't know how to do it. We searched high and low for an... So I'll search again because it's been a couple of years since I did that, like 2021, to try and find it to help us find duplicates and delete them, because of course there was duplicates. If a pin did well, we would repin it over and over and over again.
My question is, how do I know if they're the exact same pin, or does it matter if they're a duplicate?
No, you don't. If it looks the same, it's the same to Pinterest. So when it comes to the source, we can pin the same source, because you could have an article with five different rooms and have lots of inspiration that you would want to keep on Pinterest that would not be spammy. However, in order to make sure Pinterest knows we're not spamming, we only do the same source twice a week. But we never, ever pin the same pin. Come and see mosaic tiles and focus on that. And then the next one would be come and see pattern tile. They have to be visually different and then pinned up if it's the same source. That's how we're doing it.
Good. And you're seeing good results from that?
Not jumps. No, I don't think anybody's seeing like a real forward, but we're not seeing declines. Yeah. I don't know. Is that as good as it gets? I don't know.
Well, that's disheartening.
But we're the only ones that we have right now. We're only doing 5 pins a day. So you can only hope to maintain, like, you're not. And when you go from 30 pins a day to 5, you're going to see a drop in traffic. Because it's just not out there. Except if you're being penalized for being spammy, then...
I've emailed them. I just emailed them about a week ago and asked them about that. I want to make sure my account was not being shadow banned or anything. And they're like, no, everything looks good. They just want new, unique content. And I'm like, all right, that's what I'm doing. But I went through and deleted all my scheduler back in January, everything I had scheduled. And I started this new kind of way of doing it. And so I went from pinning probably 30 pins to probably 10 to 15, maybe now.
You're getting 10 new pins a day. That's amazing.
Yeah. As far as this course I took, they are considered new pins, but I think the source is, it might be almost every day that I'm getting.
Yeah. Because you're going to have to give it at least 4 or 5 months to, I want to say 6 to see a difference.
This lady, that she's a Pinterest manager that I'm taking this course from, or I took it from, that's what she does. She pins it. And she said that she's got all the stats to say it's doing, their accounts are doing well. So I'm like, okay, I'll try that, because I've never done that where I would post it. It's a different pin, but it's posting to a different board every
day. My Pinterest manager says not to do that. Every other day, they say, is technically allowed, I think, but we do twice a week to be safe.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
I've never done it before, so I'm like, okay, I'll try it. What have I got to lose at this point? It's funny because I have some blogging friends that are still doing the exact same thing that they've always been doing and having no issue.
They haven't been found out yet. It has to be. Are they still at the 200,000 and higher followers on Pinterest? I know we have one account that we're managing that has over 1 million, and the group boards are working for him, oddly, because they don't work for anybody else. So we're not touching them because, they're working, but it's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, it's disobeying their own rules.
Yeah. And that's what I think when I see some of my friends, I'm like, that's still working for you, but not working for me.
No. Just do what they want.
And what they want is so vague, because when they say fresh pins, you're like, okay, but like nowhere did I realize that it, like, they don't want you repinning. Like,
to me, it makes sense. To me, it makes sense, because what they want is unrealistic, but I can see why they want it. They want people to stay on the site and get fresh inspiration every time they log in. So then they only want that one pin to be there once. I'm wondering if once they weed out all the scammers, because of course people are figuring out a way around it, but AI with imaging is smart.
So they're going to figure out that you actually have the same PIN. You've just switched a word or something, right?
Yeah.
And when they figure that out, I'm hoping that it becomes more like a gallery and they're happy with not constant pinning, but the quality of the boards, because that will actually keep people there and keep them creating their own inspiration boards. And they want people on the app, which is why they're focusing on video. So repurposing any of the shorts that you do into idea pins is great. Even putting a bunch of galleries into a little video in Canva have been getting.
Another thing, idea pins have not done well for me. They tanked my impressions. So I put them all in a different folder and we hid them. I've not done well with idea pins. My impressions are up. My pin links are way down.
It's a numbers game. I think, though, they want to keep people in it. The more quality that you have and the more inspirational photos that you do, like you play their game long term, it's not going to get you back to where you were, because we could all basically scam the system and it worked great.
Yeah.
But it might be able to get you someplace in long term. That's my hope for all of our clients.
Yeah. I noticed on my recipes, it's on my Google Search Console, that I get like some errors on my, mostly on my recipes. Let's see if I can remember. I get the emails from them and like page indexing issues, which I don't know what that is. And then there was, I'm trying to find the email, guided recipes, structured data issues detected.
Okay. So here's 10 that are invalid for guided recipes. Okay, guided recipes are voice activated as opposed to regular recipes. So they give you these warnings, but it's really unfair. There are things like doesn't have a video. Not every recipe that you have has a video. Now, if it doesn't have an image, they won't show it. So having an image is actually a thing. The 117 don't have a video. Who cares? The ones that, these are the yellow ones. This one you actually do care about. I would go into here, find these 10. If for some reason it doesn't like the...
So it's the image in the recipe? Okay, I'll have to, okay.
Just these ones. I don't know why it doesn't seem to like.
I've got
right down at the bottom is your recipe card.
Yeah, it's down there somewhere.
Of course.
Oh, so it doesn't have an image. Okay. When I have like the questions or the links, I'm putting them in like my conversion call outs so that they keep it. So there's not a chance for an ad to go in between.
Don't put them in conversion call outs unless they're a conversion call out. Use the block the way they're intended. Don't use a block because it looks pretty. It has to be a conversion block in order to work properly in the future.
Or instead of doing questions about sourdough, call out with ask questions and I'll put all those on that so that they're not separated. And because I get frustrated when you have questions and then there's ads in between all the questions.
Where's one that has your FAQ?
Okay, so my first couple of like my most recent blog posts, let's see. Then that.
Yeah, no change in the. Because nobody sees it. And home is not good for SEO. So go down here. Go down here into the SEO thingy bob at the bottom of the page and change it. Change it right here. Just remove that title. Here. And change the name. Okay. For now, you can go in and do something better. I just put 12 on main instead.
Yeah, I didn't know that.